When I enrolled my oldest child at school in Berlin, it just so happened to be at a place named after an Irish artist and children's book author. The head teacher of the time asked if I knew her, but though I was brought up on a rich diet of stories, I had to confess I did not. Elizabeth Shaw and her work were entirely unknown to me. Surely you must have read Der kleine Angsthase, the principal had nudged, or Zilli, Billy und Willi. The answer was no. And it's not that surprising, because although Elizabeth Shaw was born and raised in Northern Ireland and Southern England, it was in East Germany that she became a household name. In 1946, she and her German-born, Swiss-raised artist husband moved to Berlin and settled on the basis of their socialist convictions in the Soviet-occupied area of the city. Her story has long fascinated me. For though she moved before either the Berlin Wall or the German Democratic Republic had risen into existence, at surface level, it reads like a tale of consciously opting out of freedoms considered to be human rights. But it wasn't quite that simple.
Sie sind sicherlich aus politischer Überzeugung in den Osten gegangen. Und auch weil sie die Immigranten, die in England waren, kannten.
Talking to the author's daughter, Anne Schneider, after a ceremony to honour her mother at the school to which she posthumously lent her name, it became clear that Shaw and her husband hadn't seen the physical division of the city and the country coming.
Die zweithäufigste Frage an mich, seitdem ich hier lebe, lautet, warum sind Sie nach Berlin gekommen?
Elizabeth Shaw opens her autobiography, How I Came to Berlin, an Irish Woman in the Divided City, with what she describes as the second most frequent question she was asked during her many years here. Why had she come? Therein lies a long tale bound up in family history, politics and personality, which, though unique in terms of nuance, led to a conclusion more common than popular conception would have it. During the years between the end of World War II and German reunification, an estimated 500,000 people opted to change their fate by moving eastwards. Most did it before the Berlin Wall went up, when it was still relatively easy. But even as the border between the two Germanys became ever broader, higher and more impassable, as many as 70,000 tried to make the transition. In seeking to turn their back on the West, they invariably ended up in a central reception facility. There, they were put through a ringer of interrogation that could last for several weeks or even months, and during which time they were not allowed to leave the penned-in woodland grounds.
Ah, so this is where the processing centre used to be. Now it's an old people's home. It looks really friendly, and so it's hard to imagine what it would have been like if you were locked in here. Seven stories, surrounded by forest.
Many were ultimately denied access to the promised land of East Germany, and some were even told to go back and spread the good socialist word in the West. Elizabeth Shaw, meanwhile, moved to a house not far from the school that now carries her name and spread words and images of her own from within her adopted home. She became a well-known and light caricaturist, depicting such things as the day-to-day of her existence in the GDR, and later, a dearly beloved children's author.
Ich glaube schon, dass sie sich wohl gefühlt hat. Integriert hat sie sich schon, aber Heimat war.
Her daughter says she's often asked why her mother, who was not an East German citizen, didn't simply leave. Her personal take is that even though she missed her family back home, she found a way to become integrated. And leaving would have meant launching a whole new artist career. In her memoir, Elizabeth Shaw asks herself the same question. Why did I stay? There's some ambiguity in her answer, but the essence is that she'd created a home for herself among a group of people devoted to a cause. In so doing, she bore witness to the birth and collapse of a nation, and almost became a real Berliner, she said, on the grounds that she had an allotment. Now, she even has a school.